Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I wanted to talk today about writing poems, writing as a means for your soul to express itself through you. I have been doing this practice of writing every day after meditation since I was 14, and now, having gone through a lifetime of writing, I have thousands and thousands. I tried to add it up. I think I have about 17,000 or 18,000 poems by now. But what has really been valuable for me as a way of communicating with my inner self, these words have been a great tool. And because I practice meditation with a mystic bend to it, looking inside, I have developed a way to have these words communicate with me as teachings. So they come to me in ways that I can reflect, and my inner self reflects back to me what's going on. And I've done this every day of my life. And so now I have 6 books, and I have 10 CDs, all based on my writings that I've gotten through meditation. And I have found it to be an amazing journey. Now, some people keep journals, but my journal is really more of a soul journal. I heard the term someone used called soulversation instead of conversation. And I do think that calling it a soulversation is very interesting. Now, the thing is that some people get intimidated about actually putting something down. You know, you feel overwhelmed by, well, what am I going to write? But there's been some great books on this. Natalie Goldberg wrote some books on this, and there's many books about just getting to the point where you either have a journal, or I actually now just use my phone. I put my words down in, well, I use an app called R&B. It's an app that you can get that's free. And I liked it because it has words that can prompt other words in rhymes. Now, it's used for rap. So it's kind of been interesting. There are poets there as well. But most of the people are rap artists. So it kind of gives me sometimes a reflection back about what's other going. That's called Rhymer's Block. And it's RB, Rhymer's Block. But there's other apps you can get as well about writing, which can help, but it does help to have easy access right there after you finish meditating. And you have to set the intent that you're going to do it every day. Now, you might want to start with just writing every day for a week, or writing every day for a month. And the thing is, you just write down one thought, perhaps just one word. But it's amazing, once you have developed that inner connection to that voice within, how it wants to be expressed out and how valuable it is. I mean, you could make a book out of what you just write every day for a year, right? And it may be a journal. It may be more. It may just be thoughts that you have, you know, or it could be the start of a blog that you start. I put my words out daily on Facebook and many times to Twitter. I have a thing called Image Quote, another app, and from there I can take the core, like one or two phrases from the poem, because I tend to write longer, and put that on Image Creator, and I took a picture behind it, and I just post it with my name on it. So it's a wonderful way of reaching out your inner expression to the outer world. And this may resonate with you, but I have found for me it's been life-changing. And it has indeed directed my entire life. So I start by, number one, here's the way you do it, okay? You get up early at a time where there's no distractions. So for me, that's been 4 in the morning. Now for you, it may be 5 in the morning, or it may be 6 in the morning. But give yourself enough time to meditate. Now, I meditate for 1 hour and 8 minutes. But for you, it could be 20 minutes. But give yourself enough time to meditate and write down whatever. Could it be one word, one thought, whatever comes to you. And from that one word, so many times I've had just one thought or one word, but from that one word, the words just flow if you're open to allowing that energy that is there or present to come through you. I mean, sometimes for me, it's hearing the sound of geese or the sound of birds out in the trees, or it could be the light coming through the clouds in a certain way, or it could be a thought about what has occurred to me in my meditation. Most of the time, it is that. So it's really, if you're open to it, I really do think you could find that it is such an amazingly valuable tool, especially if you are used to going within and allowing that inner voice, your inner teacher, your soul to speak to you. So you want to try it? here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a meditation here together with the intent that during this meditation, some idea, some thought, it could be very, very subtle, will come to you. And then when you are finished with the meditation, have either a journal with a pen, or for me, like, I mean, after going through like 40 or 50 journals, I decided then to just put it on my phone, either in notes or some app there. That way you can mail it to yourself afterwards, and you can then also post it on social media, or you could put it on a blog, okay? So for me, I use my phone. So have that handy so that you can write down anything that might come to you. And make sure you have enough time where you're not going to feel rushed after meditation to write something down. So let's take a couple of breaths together here. Let's breathe in deeply. Breathing in and holding for a couple of seconds and just doing a clearing breath going out. Clear away anything that might be on your mind that's superfluous. Breathing in, holding for a couple seconds, do a body scan as you breathe out. Relax any tension that may have accumulated. How are your shoulders? How's your face? How's your body? Are you sitting erect? Are you breathing deeply? Breathing in and again holding for a couple seconds and making sure the breath goes all the way down to the base of your spine. And back up again into your whole center of your being at the top of your head. And breathing in again and finding yourself in a very sacred, safe place within. Go within your heart of hearts. Go there into the quiet of your heart. Clear away any of the cobwebs, anything that may be blocking you from going there into the heartbeat of your soul. And now, once you're there, find a comfortable, safe space where you can communicate with your soul, and your soul can communicate with you. Find that connection. It's called Antikarana. Find that connection that goes from your inner self to your soul. And be still and know that place of sacred silence within your soul. Breathing in and allowing the light of your soul to shine forth as brightly as a light of a million suns, and allow your soul to connect to the source of all inspiration, the muse within the muse, the light of God, and allow that to come through you. And now, at that place in your soul, ask, are there anything, any messages, any words that need to come, that wish to be expressed? If so, let them come to you now. breathing in that wonderful space within. And see if just one word were to come to you right now. Listen. What word pops into your soul? I just got an image of a lotus. A lotus on a beautiful pond, floating there with the sound of birds spinning it round and round as it opens and blossoms to the light. What comes to you? Is it an image? Allow yourself to be open to receive anything that your soul and spirit would communicate with you. Hold on to that thought and allow it to come down into your mind, from your soul level to your mind. Breathe it in and let it speak to you. Is there a message? Is there a teaching? Is there some inner meaning waiting for you there? Breathe it in. Open the doorway to any possibilities of what may come when you come out of meditation. For from the seeds of one thought can create a blossom of great ideas and great beauty. And now slowly come out of meditation. Allow yourself the space to put anything down right now. If it may be the note place on your phone or in your journal, write down, even if it's just one thought, one word, and give yourself the time to let more come. I find I may look at a blank page and not know what's going to come, but as soon as I start to write, more and more and more things come. And that's the way I've been doing it for years and years and years. This is one I just got this morning. May the radiance of heaven shine forth its light upon you, and the one true source lift you up when you are blue. May you find the answers to the questions you seek, and may the truth provide you with the understanding you need. May the music of the heavenly spheres sing to your soul and embrace you with the majesty and the glory to know. There is a higher power that is always present and can be alive in your life. Whenever you're in need, may kindness and patience always find a way to help you change your life. For you can find more compassion each and every day. I thank you, God, and for the angels and all they do. May the blessings of God's love always be alive in you. See what comes to you and try this out. And don't be discouraged and do not allow any doubt to come. Just write down what comes to you. Try it for a week. And see if something valuable comes from it. I really hope and pray that you may find a way to get that soul in conversation with you, and a way that you then can learn from it and express it and use it in your life. God bless you always, and thanks so much for being there.